That's why that which can be understood is not far at all when there's right understanding.
I think that should just come back to May's point, which she was making in her own words, was that we know that when there's no understanding of visible object as that which is seen, and there's an idea of seeing people and things, it's atanuditti, it's something there that is seen. And I think that her comment was, when we say visible object is what appears, if the understanding is very far away and it's just repeating a term or a label without any idea, then it's actually no different from saying that people or tables are seen, because it's still an idea of something or utter that is seen, a bit like when people have an idea of seeing a blank color or something like this. So I think that was what your point was, that if understanding is far away, even if the terms are right, it's still something there.
Although understanding grows gradually, and I realize that if it's direct understanding, it's different from intellectual understanding. There is a gradual growing of understanding and getting closer to reality.
Very little by little.
Yes.
Everything burns.
Adita Pariyaya Sutta.
Actually, it's just to continue with, I suppose, what seems like a little bit of a theme about, so that which appears, and that's quite right what you said, Sarah, that it seems that sometimes it's just like finding another way to say the same old thing. But at the same time, it seems like a more useful way of talking about dhammas, because there's not the immediate thinking of people and things and tastes and sounds, and it's almost like there's, when we hear or use the expression ourselves, that which appears, it's as if there is just a moment of space or something that is not filled up with the idea of self immediately. That's just the other reflection on
At that moment there's a reminder that there's no self involved. There is a condition for a reality to appear at that moment. It's not I or anyone else who makes it.
Yes. And just going back to your comment, Jonathan, about how we need many, many reminders in a day. And that expression seems to be like a really useful reminder, that which appears. So despite my reservations.
That which appears by conditions.
Your way of considering and reflecting for yourself, as opposed to just being told, is what Ajahn was mentioning at breakfast when Beverly was asking about how to teach Dharma to a child or how to begin, and Ajahn was stressing it's no good just telling them what is what, and this is reality, and this is kindness, and this is the way to think. But it has to be one's own understanding. It has to be reasoned by asking questions and probing, rather than just being told what is what.
I think we have to listen and hear more about anatta, because we repeat the word anatta, but sometimes it is described as beyond control, that we can't have things as we would like them to be, but that is still intellectual understanding or thinking. It's not yet experience of anatta. I think we are still wondering about it.
Wondering?
Yeah, not being sure.
Would like to have, or what?
Would like to have. No, like cutting short the storage. Yeah. I'm not so optimistic like Tom is, that there is a progress, or that we can, that there will be less storage, because I think a lot of sad stories that I don't like, but I can't cut them short. Then I will, then I want to. So that shows anatta, I think. But you would say it's just a dhamma, and then point to the present moment. Maybe that's the only way to understand anatta. But we use the word so often, and I feel I can't hear enough of anatta, what it is, or the meaning of it.
For example, you cannot cut anything short. Like, what about the others? Can they? Exactly the same, because these are dhamma realities. One knows from theory, considering that kusala vitaka is much better than akusala vitaka, right? But what is better, to understand them as anatta, or just want to have less akusala vitaka? See, even this depending on understanding, little by little, until there are conditions for less akusala vitaka because of understanding only.
Understanding of what?
Whatever appears, realities as they are, as not self.
Yeah, because you often stress all kinds of realities, not only that special reality that we don't like.
Yes, would you like to be good? See? What about conditions? Just wanting?
Just wanting. Yeah.
So?
Yeah. Not enough conditions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not enough understanding.
Right.
Yeah. So we will always ask, how?
How again?
Yeah,
because
yeah, I know.
The answer
yeah.
is answered already.
Yeah.
Uncontrollable.
Uncontrollable. And that is anatta, the meaning of
yes,
anatta.
Uh-huh.
But we always like to hear many descriptions of anatta in order to understand it.
That's why a moment of understanding, few moments, and then lots of moments of not understanding. In a day.
Anytime we know that the reason Vedana is the second khanda, because of the great importance we attach to feelings, and we mind so much about feelings, so there's such strong attachment to having pleasant feeling. But it's just a dharma. No one can make it arise. And the unpleasant feeling is bound to be there because of the strong clinging to oneself and to one's own pleasant feelings. So I think that just understanding Vedana, for example, as anatta, so conditioned, even at this moment, no one can make it pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. It just depends on conditions. And it's a reality that can be known now as anatta,
as
just
anatta.
A dharma,
yeah.
Not my feeling or my unpleasant feeling or my difficulty, but just a dharma, that Vedana appearing right now, seeing, hearing Vedana, just different dharmas conditioned as anatta.
for example, a lot of thinking with dosa or whatever about something, and obviously it's an unpleasant situation, and I think it's tempting to reflect, to think of it as anatta or something like that, but it's equally a reflection of the conditioned nature of dhammas, and it's equally a reflection of the accumulated tendency. So we can think in any of these terms when there are thoughts that, when there's a lot of thinking which is troubling us, but I'm not sure that it has anything to do with understanding. And I would have thought of anatta as a characteristic of dhammas, so it only comes with an understanding of dhammas when there is awareness of realities that's developed, rather than being reflection.
Do we have to think of the future result?
Future result. No.
But you are thinking?
Yes.
By conditions?
Yes.
So right understanding can understand reality just at this moment only.
Right.
Because Buddha said, the only way, Mahastipatthana. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So then it's a question of understanding of what?
Our reality, directly.
Our reality.
And one begins to understand what is meant by direct understanding.
Yes.
Not thinking.
And what is meant by direct understanding is understanding of a reality that
is
appearing now.
Now appear.
Yes.
As usual, or a little bit more than just usual.
More than just usual.
Really? To what? Consciousness.
If it is more than usual, then it would have to be some reason, awareness or understanding.
Conditions. Yeah. It depends on whether it's only, it arises more, so it appears more, or there is right understanding that it can appear to right understanding instead of to ignorance.
That is a very difficult part. Mm-hmm. I would like to hear more about it.
Yeah. You're praising the virtues of Buddha, his wisdom.
No, what you...
To talk about...
Yeah. It's difficult to understand.
So all depends on understanding. The best thing, the best of all, is understanding. Even its intellectual understanding is not wrong understanding. Just wish to have this or that. It's only wishing, thinking, but right understanding understands whatever appears as it is. So very rapidly and very, very few moments, but it's there by conditions. So one can see the benefit of right understanding. From morning up to now, many moments with ignorance, and now there can be moments of understanding. Better than none at all, no matter what level. Until there can be the more understanding about living alone, anywhere, anytime, with no one or with many people. Is it the lone world or lonely world? What?
Lone world,
yeah. Uh-huh. But when there is ignorance, it's lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lone world of understanding, mm-hmm. nothing lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So lonely is just, yeah. Usually it's just yeah. aversion or ignorance.
And lone world is freed from wrong view.
Moment.
Right. No problem. Cheerful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a question. It's probably we all went to see Spy Wars. Well, not all of us. Some of us went to see Spy Wars, and in Spy Wars there was a lot of killing and shooting and screaming and not very Kusala environment. And I'm thinking more about children who are seeing. And it's not real. To us, we know it's, but to the children, I can't help but think that this is not as good as watching something that is more kusala or more, maybe it's silly or funny or fun, but it's not, you know, killing with no blood and no consequence and anything like that. So as a parent or a grandparent, when you exposing ourselves to that kind of environment. Is this a unwise thing to do, or, I mean, what is the...
Wise thing is lone world. Living in lone world. Right? Because this problem, when it's not lone world,
A child doesn't see it as a problem.
Because,
they might think it's normal.
Because at this moment there's a problem of children. Because it's not lone world. Right? Full of children all over the world.
I don't understand your...
Because what is lone world...
Referring to an akusala environment when watching this, but actually the akusala world is just at the moment of akusala citta arising. So that was one point. And the other point that she's referring to is always back to this moment. So at this moment we're thinking about children that we're concerned about or about the show we watched the other day. So what is the citta at this moment? Because if at this moment there is understanding of seeing as a reality, hearing as reality, thinking at this as a reality, at this moment there is lone world. So in other words, she's just emphasizing that it always comes back to this moment. Like at this moment, if we're worrying about our family member in another country and we think the problem is our mother's sickness or our child's ailment, but actually the problem is only the thinking, the worrying now, the not living alone with the reality at this moment.
I guess that wasn't my concern, really. I was just thinking about, I mean, in a day, if you're a parent or a grandparent and
a person,
but you have to make decisions for your family or your friends or yourself about to do this or to do that. And I think about well, especially in the country I come from, where there's a good, you know, the amount, the exposure to violence and killing and is very, very high. And I think about the children, whether it's my grandchildren or my children. I mean, we have to think about that. We can't, it doesn't, can we say it doesn't matter if they see it or don't see it?
And before all, the thinking is what? Wholesome or unwholesome moment of thinking about such things. This is the point. Because the children cannot follow you to the other world, next life, but worry and things like problem keep in one's mind. The wholesome jetasika's realities always think about other things, concerning about this or that all the time. No understanding of what jitta or what reality is there at moment of thinking. It seems like one thinks with goodness or kindness, but the jitta which thinks, is it clean, clear, or full of problem, worry, and akusala jetasikas? Even at this moment of seeing, see, after seeing clean, clear or not, the jitta, or sprinkled with dust of ignorance and attachment. And then when it becomes to be like thing or people, more and more worry about by conditions. It's very good, worry.
Actually, I don't have worry really, so or what is there? Concern.
What is there?
It's more.
Kusala or akusala?
Which, I'm sorry, my thinking? Or, mm-hmm. Oh, I assume akusala.
About solving problem or.
Sound.
Anatta, anatta, si.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there can be the understanding of anatta at any moment of anything. When panya is there, even moment of thinking about children, there can be understanding of that very moment as anatta. Not me, only a reality, things. By conditions, and it's gone.
And it makes a difference whether you're thinking with metta.
Mm-hmm. So, patthamacitta, tutiyacitta, and pachimacitta. Patthamacitta, tutiyacitta, and pachimacitta. Only patthama and tutiya. See, only that, see, if we understand realities in a day, in one's life.
I need to ask you to explain those again.
Please, Kun Sarah.
Actually, it's quite simple. The Patthama Citta just refers to the Bhavanga Cittas, and the Dutiya Citta refers to the Viti Cittas. The dutiya to the vitichitta. So, for example, in the idle process at moments of seeing and kusala cittas that follow it, these are vitichittas. The mind-door process, or the thinking that follows the idle process, these are vitichittas. So those, each moment of vitichitta is dutiya citta. And then in between the idle cittas and the mind or cheetahs, there must be Bhavanga cheetahs. Right. These are the Patthama cheetahs. So when we're fast asleep, cheetah, these are the Bhavanga cheetahs, the Patthama cheetahs. And then the last ones, the Pachima cheetah, this is just the last cheetah, the Arahat, no need to be concerned about it. So in a day, all day, just Patthama cheetah and Dutiya cheetah, just Bhavanga cheetahs.
May I say something?
Yes.
I think Tom wants to think of children with kusala citta, how to help them. So we often hear this, people asking questions about how to help others in the conventional world.
Leave it to conditions. You think in your own way and the other thing in their own way.
But they will not, maybe you are not satisfied with the answer. Or are you satisfied with the answer? I feel that.
Yeah, just to interpose, if the question is how to help others with kusala citta, then the answer has to be have kusala citta. Not that it's possible to have it, but you see my point that if you say the way to help, that cannot be with kusala citta unless kusala citta arises. So, and on the other hand, if kusala citta arises, then there is helping, because that's what kusala is about.
But Tom hears the answer, leave it to conditions, but he may not be satisfied with his answer, or it is too short, or what do you think? What do you think?
And what about just do your best?
I think it's conditions. Jonathan made the point of helping with kusala. So we always talk about the best way is by educating children. So that's kusala. We want to give them education. But we don't know how they will receive that education. It depends on their condition. So even if we give them the opportunity of education, they may not, in our opinion, go the right way. But that's their conditions. But at least we have done the best we think is with kusala deeds to give them that opportunity. After that, it's their conditions.
That's right.
Well, I give an example of our granddaughter was visiting, and we had the choice of which she wants to watch a movie. So now we have to choose which movie, and all interesting cartoon characters, and one movie we were watching, maybe Snow White. And the sisters were very jealous and not nice to other people, huh? And what we would say in conventional terms gave a very bad example to acting selfishly and dishonestly and so forth. Or we could show a movie where people are not that way. They act with generosity or with compassion. So here we have a 4 or 5 year old little girl watching this. And so as a parent or grandparent, you know, the obvious thing is you want to expose them to generosity and as an example, because they don't understand that it is bad to be selfish or to be cruel to somebody else any more than they necessarily understand to be kind and generous. So it seems as a parent it makes more sense to give them the opportunity to see the positive kusala moments instead of the bad example, which could look good to a child if they see it. That's why I think, I understand it's by conditions, but one of the conditions is what they see when we show it to them.
Just do your best.
Yeah. I usually try to do that. I answered my own question.
I think we have seen examples sometimes with children, even when they see a kusala things. I have seen children know that that's not right to do or not a good thing. They somehow know. Not all children, but some children, by their whatever, accumulations and conditions. They seem to know. One child will know and another child will think it's okay.
I think all children know that the ugly sisters are pretty bad, right? And some parents or some teachers will ban TVs from the household, but the point is it's not a rule, because it just, people have different ideas about what's right or wrong, and so much depends on different accumulations and karma. But really, I think the whole point is it comes back to this moment.
And what's the result of attachment?
More attachment.
And at the end?
Dukkha.
Yes, fire.
Fire.
Adita pariyaya sutta again. Can children know the difference between attachment and metta, kindness? Can they know?
Yes. They can learn, yeah.
What do they like? Which one?
But they can learn to understand which is beneficial. Mm-hmm.
Even they didn't hear the teachings,
mm-hmm. the children. Because kindness doesn't harm at all. And they can feel that, I think. Kusala citta is different from akusala citta.
They have accumulations as well, although they don't manifest until they, you know, until they grow old enough to talk and understand what's said to them. Their accumulations factor into that too, don't they?
What about adults? Not children.
Adults.
They're like children.
Same.
Some kind of medical studies, if we talk about children, that the children
and young children especially feel a lot of they've got the bodily different hormones and the neurotransmitters in the body medically a lot, so they can feel more happiness until some age and it disappears.
Yeah, really, that's a medical study.
And what are the realities? And what are the realities of what you are talking about?
But also that what it's a
good reminder sometimes, because to know that the rupa influences nama also, because the medical studies were about the body, the bodily substances can make mind more happy.
Both need nutrition, right?
And can you say more about nutrition for the citta, nama?
Wholesome, kusala, best food. And for rupa? That which is not harmful to the body. Very important too, otherwise one will have no opportunity to live to understand reality.
So are we talking here at the level of substances or kinds
truth.
Of food?
Truth.
Truth. But for the body?
Yes, truth.
Truth.
That's why we take good food, best food for the body.
In the case of monks, though, they are not able to choose food.
But
it's always
what is given is
that.
Not what is, but what is given to him is not poisoning.
No. But as far as food goes, there's also a wide range of what is good and bad, or healthy and unhealthy. So the monk has to take the unhealthy with the healthy when it comes to food.
He knows that what leads to what. Because even for the monks, it was
said even that they can got bite by the spider or whatever, and the karma of life can be interrupted, but they do not grieve or worry about that. They just could understand that. So I think even the monk takes not healthy, the guy with understanding, then he knows that this is not healthy.
Not only monk.
Mm-hmm.
But you forget, each moment there must be ahara.
Yeah.
Consuming whatever appears with attachment, aversion, or understanding. Okay, now.